This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the Irish countryside, and with me today is Dr. Enda Neville of Celtic Sea Minerals. Enda, glad to have you with us. Most of the milk is going to manufacturing. Very little is going to liquid or what we call fluid milk production.
Yes, we have over 1.6 million dairy cows in Ireland here of Ireland. We have only 5 million people. We produce a lot more milk than our people require, so we export about 90% of our milk production, hence why most of it goes into manufacturing. So that's why we had a system here of manufacturing milk, cheese production, a lot of butter production, and then in recent years more kind of higher value protein isolates and different whey and skim based products.
We're here at the University College Dublin Lions Farm, and today we learned a lot from Dr. Finbar Mulligan.
Yes, part of the EU regulations, there's a big push on reducing chemical nitrogen output on pastures over the last number of years. So we've probably reduced that by about 20% in the last 3 to 4 years. There's a big push on trying to reduce chemical application. And it's been a real challenge because our pasture-based systems require a decent amount of nitrogen fertilizer to make them grow and maximize the amount of grass we grow and the amount of milk we can produce from grass. So it's been a real challenge and a real shift in mindset. That some of the research has shown that white clover utilize their own nitrogen from the soil and from the air, so you need less chemical nitrogen. The real challenge is white clover is a different plant. It grows as a quite different growth pattern to perennial ryegrass, so it needs a warmer soil conditions to start with. It doesn't like the start of the year, early in the year, it doesn't like it. It doesn't get going until it gets warmer.
We're talking with Dr. Enda Neville. Some of the tools that we may have in the U.S. are not here. You don't have Monensin to use in lactating dairy cows on a day-to-day basis or in beef cattle.
No, we don't have Monensin. Monensin has been disallowed many years ago under EU, again, under EU regulations. So, no, that's one thing that's not available to us.
Do you work with a product we would know in the U.S. is called Calmann or Acid Buff over here? Tell us a little bit about that and why it fits into that natural strategy.
Calmann's produced by a company called Celtic Sea Minerals, an Irish company, and distributed in the U.S. by Feedworks. It's a natural product. It's produced from calcified seaweed. Because of its marine origin, its unique properties then make it very available to the dairy cow. Most of its efficacy is at a rumen level. Traditionally, it's been used quite effectively to promote better rumen function, get more nutrients from the feeds that we use, get more feed efficiency. And in more recent years, we've been using it in pre-fresh, and we're getting a lot of nice data on its use in pre-fresh cows.
For dairy farmers at home who know that those two words, transition cows, can be a real challenge.
Yeah, so one of the biggest challenges of getting cows from close up into the milking herd is that dip in dry matter intake just before calving. It really nosedives, and you can see it in a lot of research around the world. And there's many strategies used to try and compensate for that energy loss by adding more energy products after calving. But one of the, I suppose, unique aspects of the research around Calmann is that it actually can increase dry matter intake just in that week before calving, or prevent that nosediving or that dip in dry matter intake, which is really neat because it can be up between 1 kilo to 2 kilos of dry matter per cow per day in that week before calving.
Tell us a little bit about the product. It comes out of the sea, right?
Yeah, so it comes from the sea. It grows in the fjords off the coast of Iceland. It has a honeycomb structure, so it contains calcium, magnesium in a very soluble form, which lets it absorb a lot of the rumen acids and aid in rumen function.
You grow really great grasses here in Ireland that are very nutritious for the animal, and you have what type of milking system and feeding systems you have around that?
I suppose the average herd size in Ireland is 105 dairy cows. A lot of them are on family farms. Labour is more expensive here, so we're better off to build a good big parlour the first day and try and reduce the amount of labour we need. We get paid for milk solids. It has its challenges. Biggest limiting factor on a pasture-based system is dry matter intake. There's probably a limit to what we can do in terms of milk volumes. We try and increase milk solids. There is other strategies, or even feeding some grains in the milking parlour. So there's different strategies to try and increase our output per hectare per acre.
Reproduction is critically important to this seasonally based herd system you've got.
Yeah, because those cows have such a short calving window and they need to have their calf before the grass growing season begins to be rebred in within 80 to 100 days after calving.
Give us a little bit of that calendar. We're hopefully calving February 1.
Yeah, so typically we'd like the cow to calve the 1st of February. We would breed her then in the 1st of May for her then to be dried off December and January, and then she calves in February and milks for the year. There's been huge focus on genetics and fertility and genetics, and if that cow doesn't go back and calf, she's usually culled from the herd, because if she doesn't calve down, she's to wait till the following season.
In County Cork, which is the largest county in Ireland, how many dairy cows?
In the last census, there's about 400,000 dairy cows just in one county alone.
Dr. Enda Neville with Celtic Sea Minerals, it has been our pleasure for you to be with us today at the University College Dublin, UCD, Lions Farm.
Pleasure to have you here, John, and hopefully we'll see you again across the pond.
I'm John Clark, traveling the Irish countryside for Feedworks USA.